Martin Luther had many false doctrines. And again, I have a problem. How can you say you're following Jesus if you keep a bunch of false ways? If you keep a bunch of false ways, how can you say you're following Jesus in spirit and truth?
I try to work on some of my stuff, but
you got to repent of it. Yeah. She's got to leave her boyfriend. You got to leave your sin. Don't be a hypocrite. You're the bride of Christ. How pure are you for God, Scott? I want to be pure for God. I want you to be my brother and speak into my life and show me any sin I keep, and I'll get rid of it and repent. What will you do? Wow, I'm really coming at it, aren't I? What will you do? What will you do for your faith and show your family? I really believe in Jesus. I will lose everything. Luther doesn't matter. The church system doesn't matter. My sports and my recreation doesn't matter. I used to be a hunting, fishing freak. I know all that. I used to be an ice hockey coach. I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror. I told your daughters more than 100 women. I know what pride and vanity is. This is all over. Look, you can't help but look around and go, this is worldly. Unless you're so worldly you can't see it.
I see it.
Because when you lie a lot, you can't tell what the truth is.
I feel like...
Because I used to be a drunk, and I could never tell who else was a drunk. Because I was a drunk. That makes sense? That makes sense? I said, I used to be a drunk, I couldn't tell who was drunk. So if you're worldly, you won't know. I'd encourage you to go way, way, way deeper. Way deeper in all these doctrines. Come on. Can I give you a challenge? Lead your family. Come out of the church system. Tell everybody you know, I'm not leaving God. I'm going to go test a bunch of stuff. In your heart, you may say, this crazy street preacher told my daughters and my wife a bunch of stuff. I'm going to go away for 2 or 3 months and just test. I want to clear my mind. When you go and you do that, God will start showing you truth. You will never go back to a Lutheran church. You will see it sin. Christmas is a lie. Easter's a lie. Good Friday's a lie. He didn't die on Friday. He didn't rise on Sunday. He's not a liar. He was in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Can you get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
Friday night, Saturday night.
You can't get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. It's a Roman Catholic lie that Martin Luther believed in. It makes Jesus a liar. He died on Wednesday. He died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. He died on Wednesday, and he rose on Saturday. He died before the high Sabbath in John 19, the high Sabbath. And then he rose on Saturday because he's our Sabbath rest. The Bible says he was gone before they arrived. He was gone. He's already resurrected because he's our Sabbath rest. Hebrews 4 tells us. Makes sense, doesn't it? Who is the Sabbath in the Old Testament? Saturday. Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. What day would he rise? Would it make sense? The pagan Sunday or the God the Father Saturday? Which day do you think he would rise?
Sounds like it makes sense. Saturday.
He died on Wednesday. I got an article on it. Go to my teaching blog. Thousands of articles. I teach too. I'm not just a preacher. I teach and back up everything I'm saying. You have a precious family. Take a break. Lead them out of this and say, let's go to the scriptures. And then here's the challenge. Every single thing God shows you that's sin, stop it and change it. Don't just say, I'll think about it. Stop it and change it. And when God sees you're willing to obey, he'll give you more. He'll give you more. He'll give you more. He'll give you more. When you had small children and you said, clean your room. You didn't say, clean your room, clean the garage, power wash the house and power wash the driveway and go grocery shopping. And they didn't do one chore first. What'd you do? Gave them one chore and said, do that. And they said, Dad, my room's clean. Okay, now go mow the grass. So this is what the Father does. He says, come follow me. I'll give you one thing to obey, and if you'll obey it, I'll give you more. If you won't obey it, why would I give you more? Makes sense, doesn't it? So take a break from the Lutheran church. They're deceiving your precious family. And I don't want your money. I don't want nothing from you. I love you guys. I think maybe God sent me to talk to you. We were going to go back to our van around that way. I said, let's walk through this swill this way. I got these. I'm ready.
That's loud over there.
Can you believe I have a little tiny amplifier? It's this round that I use on street corners. I didn't bring it with me today. Before everybody was here, the guy that runs this said, you're using an amplifier. Where is it? And I said, no, I have a loud voice. I don't need an amplifier today. We're calling the police. They're going to call the police on my little tiny amp. Look at what they're doing. They tried to arrest me when I showed up here. They were going to call the cops on me. freedom of speech, public sidewalks. They hated me. They didn't come say, let's talk. So I challenge you, take your family out of that system. Go in the word of God that you're going to be judged by. You are. Jesus is the word made flesh. You're going to be judged by the word of God, and you're under great condemnation now. You know why? You've heard the truth. Because God sent you the messenger. I'm a messenger of God. He sent you the messenger. I'm not a prophet, but I do a prophet's job. I go and I call people to repentance. So, but you got a great advantage. I'm here to help you. You got my email. You got my website. Love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Man. Thank you for listening. Can I give you a sweaty hug?
Sure.
I love you, man.
Love you.
I love you. I love you all. God be praised. Time.